Welcome to Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of your life. This program is brought to you by Hidden with Christ Ministries of Tustin, California. Now, here's Rita with Keys to Victorious Christian Living.
Hello, friends. We are continuing this week in our series called How to Live Free from Oppression. Today we're going to talk about the entrance of oppression through anger. Proverbs 22, verses 24 to 25 states this, "Make no friendship with an angry man, and with a furious man do not go, lest you learn his ways and get a snare to your soul." Anger is a snare that will allow the entrance of oppression into your life. The word snare, as used in Proverbs 22:25, means a noose or a hook for the nose or a trap. The word was used by those who hunted and trapped animals. Satan is always looking for a way to hook or trap you, and it is easy to bait most people into the sin of anger. The word anger refers to hostile feelings because of opposition or hurt, according to Webster's Dictionary. And the word wrath means intense anger or rage or fury or an act of vengeance. Is anger a sin? Well, Jesus tells us in Matthew 5, verse 22 in the Message translation, these words, "You are familiar with the commands to the ancients, do not murder. I'm telling you that anyone who is so much as angry with a brother or sister is guilty of murder." I would say from that scripture that Jesus felt very strongly about anger being a sin. In Ephesians 4:31 and Colossians 3:8, we are given very direct commands to rid ourselves of anger and wrath. You know, when there is a sin in our life, we need to ask God to help us to hate the sin just the way God hates it. God hates anger because the consequences of anger are very serious and they affect many people. Throughout the book of Proverbs, we see warnings against the sin of anger, and we see detailed descriptions of the consequences of anger. Allow me to give you a few of those examples from Proverbs. In Proverbs 15:18 and Proverbs 29:22, we are told that anger stirs up strife, contention, and division in relationships or organizations. An angry person will bring strife into your workplace. An angry person will bring division and contention in a marriage. Anger will cause people to do or say foolish things, according to Proverbs 14:17, Ecclesiastes 7:9, and Proverbs 27:3. Anger will lead people to commit other sins. According to Proverbs 29, verse 22, it says, "An angry man stirs up strife, and a furious man abounds in transgression." This implies that tremendous anger will lead to other types of sin, increase in committing other sins. Anger will lead to cruel treatment of others or even violence, according to Proverbs 27, verse 4. It says, "Wrath is cruel and angry a torrent, and who is able to stand before jealousy?" Wrath is cruel and anger a torrent. This is very indicative of how anger can lead to cruel treatment of other people or even violence. We see this in home situations where there's an angry parent and the children are treated cruelly through that anger. Anger will defile or taint other people, including children, according to Proverbs 22, verses 24 and 25. That's where we're warned not to make friendship with an angry man and not to go with a furious man, lest you learn his ways and get a snare to your soul. Do you realize that angry parents will raise up angry children? That's why the scriptures warn us in Ephesians 6, verse 4, "And you, fathers, do not provoke your children to wrath, but bring them up in the training and admonition of the Lord. Anger will defile your children. It'll defile your marriage. Anger will hinder your prayers, according to 1 Timothy 2:8 and 1 Peter 3:7. And a stronghold of anger in a person's life will result in continual problems. This issue of anger is very important because many people go through life with a spirit of anger and never repent for it. In fact, it's often an unrepented of sin in their life. They look at anger as just an emotion, and yet God calls it very plainly sin. What are some of the manifestations of anger? Do you realize that anger is not always demonstrated in the same manner from one person to another? Varying temperaments or personalities will manifest anger in different ways. Some people think they don't have an anger problem because they've never expressed anger openly or in a classic fit of rage. Listen to this list and see if you can identify any of these indicators of anger in your life. Do you ever have an inner seething, a rehashing of an offense over and over in your mind? How about resentment, grudges, or an indignant attitude with others? Do you find yourself often grumbling under your breath against someone, perhaps in your workplace? How about argumentativeness or harsh exchanges of words? Sarcasm and cynical comments are often a telltale sign of anger. The word sarcasm comes from a word that actually means to rip flesh. Many people make sarcastic comments because they truly have an underlying spirit of anger, but they're not willing to be very open about it. So they do it in an undermining sort of way with a sarcastic comment aptly placed. That is a sign of an anger problem. The silent treatment or the cold shoulder that is often exchanged in marriage situations is definitely a sign of anger turned inward. Many people say, well, I don't have the anger problem. It's him that has the anger problem. I just don't say a word. And yet that silent treatment, not speaking for days at a time to your spouse, is definitely an anger-related manifestation. Bitterness, fits of rage, yelling, screaming, etc. are obvious signs of anger. Violent behavior that's nonverbal, such as door slamming, throwing things, destruction of property, pushing, shoving, hitting, or slapping are obvious signs of anger. But one that is often overlooked is the issue of depression. So often a person is depressed because it's a sign of long-standing unresolved anger in their life. Anger in God's economy is sin. He wants us to avoid the snare of anger because, as we read earlier from Proverbs, anger is a snare from the enemy that will allow the entrance of oppression into your life. God wants you to live a life free of all oppression. Jesus died and shed his blood so that you could be free, spirit, soul, and body. And yet many Christians suffer with some level of oppression in their life because of the legal opening they've allowed for Satan through an issue of the sin of anger. First of all, you have to recognize that anger is a sin and confess it as a sin to the Lord and ask him to give you a hatred for anger, the sin of anger, that the same hatred he has for it. And then you have to understand that there are scriptural keys to avoiding falling into the pattern of anger or the sin of anger. First of all, if you'll recall the definition I gave you earlier from Webster's Dictionary, that anger refers to hostile feelings or expressions because of opposition or hurt. So in order to avoid falling into the sin of anger or to live a life free from anger, you need these two keys. First of all, be quick to forgive offenses. This will immediately diffuse anger in your heart. Be quick to forgive. We're told to do this in Proverbs, in James 1:19-20, in Ephesians 4:31-32, be quick to forgive. And God will help you. That'll immediately diffuse anger. If you refuse to take on an offense and immediately decide, I'm going to forgive him right now, that will diffuse that temptation to fall into a pattern of anger, rage, or wrath. The second key to live a life free from anger is to cultivate a lifestyle that's full of grace and mercy toward others, so that opposing opinions or positions or outlooks or attitudes that people have do not bother you or provoke you. Cultivate a lifestyle full of grace and mercy toward others so that opposing opinions, positions, or outlooks do not bother or provoke you. That way, you will not fall into the angry or hostile feelings because you're opposed in your opinion or because you're hurt through some offense. And remember that Proverbs 15:1 holds an answer for us in avoiding anger when you're confronted by someone else who's angry, because we're told that a soft answer will turn away wrath. If you've struggled with anger, pray to the Lord in this way. Say, Father God, I confess anger as sin. I ask you to give me a hatred for anger and an attitude toward anger the same that you have in your heart. And I break off every agreement that I've ever had with the spirit of anger, with the agreement with the lie that I am an angry person or I'm easily angered. I confess that as sin. And I claim the blood of Jesus over my life. I can walk in freedom according to the name of Jesus and by the power of his blood in my life. In Jesus' name, amen. This is Rita Langland encouraging you, have a victorious week.
Thanks for joining us today for Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. If you would like to support this ministry, please write to us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. That's P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. Visit our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com, where you may order tapes or submit a prayer request. Or call us at toll-free 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, thanks for joining us for Keys to Victorious Christian Living.